Brown's Tavern, sitting on 9 acres near Brown's Ferry, is older than the city of Chattanooga, with a history that includes the Trail of Tears and the Civil War. Recently, the American Battlefield Trust purchased the site, agreeing to transfer it and 2 other properties to National Park Partners. Tricia Mims is executive director of National Park Partners. Anthony Hodges is past president of the former Friends Group, president of the Tennessee Civil War Preservation Association, and a color bearer for the American Battlefield Trust. Tricia, Anthony, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
We should remind folks about how far back this historic property goes, Brown's Tavern.
Well, Brown's Tavern is said to be the oldest standing building in Chattanooga or Hamilton County. A friend of ours, Sam Elliott, an attorney up in Soddy Daisy, said there's one just as old or as old in Soddy Daisy, but it is definitely one of the oldest, if not the oldest, building in Hamilton County. It was built roughly 1803 by a Cherokee named John Brown. Really, what caused Brown to build these roads? Well, the Cherokee territory had slowly shrank because of the white settlement in East Tennessee and in Georgia. This small area they still owned was a barrier between those Georgia settlements and the settlements along the Cumberland River that's now Nashville and the settlements in Upper East Tennessee. So roughly around the turn of the 18th to 19th century, a Cherokee agent named, a sub-agent named Lively, set up a small camp at the mouth of Lookout Creek in the Tennessee River called Brownsville. And eventually he and another Cherokee agent named Return J. Miggs will negotiate for roads through the Cherokee territory to connect these white settlements. The Cherokee are allowed to do the tolls. In essence, they run the roads. And as part of this process, John Brown decides to build a tavern to accommodate travelers along the federal roads, as these roads for the Cherokee territory will come to be called.
This property was around and played a role in the Cherokee removal.
Definitely, at least one of the detachments of the Trail of Tears crossed at Brown's Ferry. Some of the historians on that have told me as many as 3 crossed at Brown's Ferry and at Brown's Tavern. So it's a landmark for the Trail of Tears. It's a landmark for the early settlement of Tennessee, North Alabama, North Georgia, and it is a landmark during the Civil War. So it's a witness to very important parts of not only local history, but national American history as well.
Tell us more about the Civil War piece of the story.
Really, and that's essentially what got the American Battlefield Trust into it. They're dedicated to the preservation of American battlefields from the Revolution, War of 1812, the Civil War, by buying land is how they preserve them. Nearby, there was a battle fought at Brown's Ferry, the ferry that John Brown originally ran, to open the cracker line. The Union Army was trapped in Chattanooga after the Battle of Chickamauga. The Confederates occupy the high ground. They are unable to get supplies. And so as part of their operation to open the supply line, there will be a amphibious battle and a night battle fought at Brown's Ferry. A night or later, there will be another battle at Walhatchie, another night battle. During the Battle of Walhatchie, the Brown's Tavern is sort of the command center. It's where all the Union generals have their headquarters set up in the yard around Brown's Tavern during the Battle of Walhatchie itself. So it is an important landmark of the Civil War as well as the early part of Tennessee history.
Which brings us to the story about how this landmark is being preserved going forward.
Originally, the trust bought some land at Brown's Ferry when it was put up for sale. And Ray, I've reached a point in life where 2 years ago, 6 years ago, 9 years ago, they're all the same to me. Some years back, land became available at the ferry where the Civil War battle was fought. And several of us in the area talked the American Battlefield Trust into buying that land. Within the last few years, the tavern had come onto the market. It actually fell into the hands of some developers who literally had the lots marked off in front of the tavern to build houses. We began to work with a trust about buying the tavern. Now, the trust is a little hesitant about buying buildings. It's one thing to maintain land. It's another thing to maintain a building. That's where National Park Partners was so important. We had to have, the trust needed someone to take it off their hands so they can move on to other things. I also want to praise Bill Chapin, who stepped in here. These things with a trust and with the government go very slowly, probably more slowly than the developers who own the tavern would have liked. So Bill stepped in as an interim owner between the developers and between the purchase by the trust. So Bill really helped us out in saving that as well, too. But it's really what I think what got the trust to do this is how much faith they have in National Park Partners to be able to pull this off. I think they've only bought one other building in the history of the trust. They bought over 50,000 acres of land, but they bought Lee's headquarters at Gettysburg, and it went immediately to the National Park Service. So building number two purchased by the trust is Brown's Tavern, which will hopefully eventually end up in the hands of the National Park Service.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Ray, we're National Park Partners, as Anthony mentioned. We really discussed this at length with the board because this is kind of outside of our comfort zone as well. You know, our mission is to preserve and promote and enhance the park's resources. And this being outside of the park, it kind of was a leap of faith on our part to say, well, eventually this belongs in the Park Service if and when the day comes that they're able to expand the boundary of the battlefield for all the reasons Anthony mentioned about the Civil War importance. It really could and should ultimately be part of the battlefield. But, you know, those things take time to do a boundary adjustment like that. It could be several years. And the Battlefield Trust said, we need somebody who will agree to hold this in the interim. And our board really talked at length, and Anthony being kind of a liaison between the American Battlefield Trust and National Park Partners sort of kept both parties very well informed about the details. And ultimately, our board said, this is an opportunity that we really can't let go. We know how important this site is, and we're just going to go for it and allow it to be in our stewardship in the interim.
And then how does it need to be maintained during that interim?
Most of it at this point, fortunately, the structure is reasonably sound. It is not without some problems, but at this moment, I'm going to call those problems minor. Roofs don't leak. So the structure itself, so really at this point, we're talking about some general repairs. Oh, we've had some squirrels now occupy the attic because there's some beautiful walnut trees around there. So we need to take care of that. The electric power board just helped us with some electrical issues at that. And we really want to thank EPB for helping us out with that there too. There, from the previous occupant, there was some wiring that we considered dangerous. And EPB came in and remove those and help that out with us too. The other big thing would be yard maintenance and keeping the property itself up is going to be somewhat expensive. Now, the major one that concerns me is I have restored one other historic cabin for the state of Tennessee is the roof. But currently, our roof is in good shape, but if that roof ever goes, a shake roof is expensive. $45,000 for the last one I replaced. So what we would like to do is eventually build up a maintenance fund that we only spend on the maintenance of the tavern just so we can keep it up. We actually have started that, and we have a modest amount in it, but we can always use more.
We did have some folks that really stepped up and helped us get about $15,000 of our $50,000 goal for our seed fund for the maintenance of the property. So we have a ways to go, but we got a great start from these folks that really stepped up and helped us, some Civil War reenactors and other people who understood the significance of the property. But yeah, we certainly welcome anyone who's interested in historic preservation or the Civil War, the Trail of Tears. As Anthony mentioned, there's just so many layers of history that go through this property that really there's a lot of different ways to approach an interest. We had a donation from the Tennessee Trail of Tears Association. So we're very much feel that this is a great Chattanooga project, that there's a lot of room for anyone who's interested in getting involved to visit our website, npp-ccm.org, to learn more.
How much access, if any, is there to the site now and in the near future?
At this point, there really is not access. We hope to have interpretive programs there from time to time. Once the COVID thing goes away, obviously that's a problem. We even hope to have some work days there. So maybe we can get some volunteer help to do some of the very easy work in the yard as well, too. But yes, we hope to make it an active historic site. It will not be open every day, anytime in the foreseeable future. but we do hope to have both special historical events and some that aren't necessarily historical. We've in the past had a concert scheduled there too. So anything to draw attention to its history that we can do and raise funds for its preservation, we certainly intend to do that.
And again, Tricia, where can people go online?
NPP stands for National Park Partners CCM.org, NPP-CCM.org. That's our main website. You can find out about all of our events and programs in the Browns Ferry Tavern as well.
All right, Tricia, Anthony, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.